Hurricane Jean devastated Haiti last week. At least 1,500 people are reported dead, and officials there estimate about 300,000 people are homeless. Relief supplies have arrived in the Caribbean country's ports, but efforts to distribute the aid have prompted riots and looting. Nancy Rock is a freelance reporter in Haiti and joins me now from Port-au-Prince. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me, is any aid actually being distributed? We keep hearing there's a problem with washed-out roads and looters.
The aid, Jennifer, is being distributed, but really too slowly for all these people as of yesterday. The situation is absolutely chaotic. Not only, as you said, there's been some looting and everything, but the international people that have been on the scene, the United Nations and so on, have really quite denounced the fact that the police is totally absent from the Gonaïves. You don't have real responsible people of the state there, and it's really a chaotic situation. And in addition of that, you've had some attacks of the humanitarian convoys, and so the situation is really chaotic.
Are there any plans to send in more security forces, either government or UN?
I don't know for the UN, because there's a lot of international communities, representative like the Red Cross, OMS, United Nations and everything, so I don't know about that. But locally, I truly hope so. Today, again, I was hearing somebody that was coming back from Gonaïves with blisters all over his feet and denouncing the fact that, indeed, the representatives of the governments are really not there. So it's very dangerous in that matter.
People sound very desperate.
Yes, indeed. Right now, actually, if there's a call I can give, is that, you know, in Haiti, for 8 million people, we barely have 10 psychologists and psychiatrists. So if there's some American psychiatrist or psychologist that can hear me right now and that would be able to come to Gonaïves and try to help these people, it would be extremely important right now to give some psychological help to these people that are in total shock. You have to understand, Jennifer, that not only these people were able to survive such a catastrophe, now they are in danger of epidemic. They are walking like zombies everywhere. They have no food, no water. But in addition, they haven't forgotten the images of these floods that were terrible. They haven't forgotten also, of course, that they lost everything, Jennifer. Their house, their agriculture, the family members. I know, for example, a pastor, actually, who lost his wife and 7 children right there under his eyes. I mean, these really call for psychological help and support for these people.
I know the city of Gonaïves was one of the hardest hit, and you have been there in the past week. Can you tell us a bit what you saw?
What I saw, you know, Jennifer, was really a vision of the Egyptian plague. Dead corpses of animals everywhere, human bodies everywhere, mixed with animals in the streets, underwater. Right now, actually, it's getting even worse because as they cannot get the food, they're using that water to cook some food right now. So the epidemic threat is really serious. I saw a town that, I mean, we're talking about the entire town of 230,000 people, the city of our independence, totally, not only underwater, Jennifer, but full of mud. I really do not know. I have never seen that in 20 years of journalism. Never. Some of my colleagues cannot even talk right now because they're younger than me. They haven't experienced what I've experienced, and some of them have really cannot even talk after seeing what they saw.
You mentioned the bad water. I've heard it's difficult for Haitians to even use the relief supplies that are managing to get out because things like rice and beans need water to cook.
Absolutely. The United Nations soldiers are totally overwhelmed by the situation. And the thing is that now the United Nations soldiers are throwing the food on top of people, and so people are fighting to try to catch the food and everything. It's really incredible where it's a real chaos.
Nancy Rock is a reporter in Haiti. She joined us on the phone from Port-au-Prince. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.